I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day and it's time. Thank you. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Hurry and complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020 by going to www.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to make a donation. Team Alice currently has $0, and we need your help to reach our goal by hitting that donate button.
What do we have?
We have $5.22, and I updated Vinny's, but I forgot he prints his out. So.
Oh, right. Of course.
So Caroline Wilson Luke, actually, I know him from all of our social media. He's all over that.
Oh.
Art and Shawnee. Shawnee Wani, I think.
Oh, Shawnee.
So thank you guys for donating. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, so here's what's happening. I'll begin with a little COVID update for you guys. So right now, here is, what's his bucket? Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's been someone we've become very familiar with, and he is saying that clinical trials of a COVID-19 vaccine can be legitimately cut short and could allow the vaccine to become available way more quickly than previously expected. It really comes down to an overwhelming success. If they get that, they feel like that would be grounds for ending the trials early. So let's hope that the heroes that are out there, you know, working, the scientists, the white coats that are out there working on this, that they have success and that they can get this to us sooner than the end of the year. That's been the hope. Unfortunately, though, we're running out of months. So let's, you know, hurry up about it, I guess, is where I'm at with that.
Yeah, and it sounds like they are. I mean, I do think it's a good idea to test these things, not on our daughters necessarily. So, you know, just do a quick trial. And if it's successful, then start sticking people.
Woo! How dare you, giving Russia the business like that?
You're in big trouble now. Best watch back. Putin out.
Oh, look at him. He's up on the lingo of the day, huh? Putin out. Look at him go.
He dropped the mic, huh?
Audi 5G.
Oh, boy, really? He's on it. Look at him. Yikes.
2010. Modern day.
Wow. So, anyway, that's the good news is there's a chance we'll see this and they're all on board. The scientists are all on board about, you know, look, if we get overwhelming success, we will stop the study short and get this to the people.
Good.
It's clear that we need that. So a couple of elected officials have gotten busted not obeying the rules as of late. It looks like it was the Philadelphia mayor was out eating indoors. Was eating indoors and caught by people. And they're like, hey, you're not. Now the next one is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who finds herself in the hot seat. She got her hair done inside a San Francisco salon on Monday when that's not allowed yet. So the city has allowed salons to resume outdoor operations. In many other towns, they've started to let people do the indoor stuff, but not in the city. The owner of the hair salon on Union Street says the longtime California congresswoman visited her salon for an appointment on Monday. The public found out after surveillance video showed Pelosi inside the salon without a mask. She had wet hair and was indoors. That's a crime.
Off with her head.
Anyway, so that's something she's answering for. Many of the businesses, the local businesses, are saying it's unfair. And it doesn't set a good example.
Unfair. It's a terrible example.
I really do love her as a speaker. And she just needs to follow the rules like the rest of us and set a good example.
Right.
It's tough and unfair and hurtful to see this. Of course, the speaker's office put out a statement saying, the speaker always wears a mask and complies with local COVID requirements. This business offered the speaker to come in on Monday and told her they were allowed by the city to have one customer at a time in the business. The speaker complied with the rules as presented to her by this establishment, as if the speaker doesn't know what the damn rules are. All right. Well, she's not the first politician or person in power to take advantage of her power, but, and it is only a haircut, but.
But it sucks for the other people who are sitting there going, boy, what am I going to do instead of cut hair to make money? Oh, if
right.
I was her hair cutter, I guess I could make some money.
You know, if you ever see Nancy Pelosi around town, she cannot go discreetly. She has so many like Secret Service people with her. You know, those black SUVs that roll up in like three deep with a ton of people. So
she's a baller.
The only way she can. Yeah.
Look, it's a terrible look. And it's just, it's like absolutely tone deaf to what people are going through right now. I hate to say it. I think it's shameful. She should not have done that.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
You know, honestly, if you got to get a haircut, and I get it, she's on TV, she's in the house, she's, you know, whatever, then secretly pay someone to come to your house. At least don't put it, I mean, it's
ding,
like
ding,
flaunting
ding,
your
ding.
Power.
Like, honestly, Pelosi, have Paul make a call for you. That's her son.
Right.
Famously friends with Sarah's.
Oh my God, it's Paul.
Right.
Sarah's other son.
Sarah's Hooman.
Right.
My other son, Hooman. Yes, that's true.
Anyway, yeah, it's not that hard. Just have someone come to you. You know, you're a big deal. You're a big shot. Have them come to you. The pandemic's been a breeding ground for both boredom and conspiracy theories. UFO sightings are up over 50% this year. So people are busy looking out their window and seeing things. I think that's the highly toxic strain of marijuana maybe you're taking. I'm not sure, but whatever.
Sure.
You know,
or maybe all those Benadryls you dropped.
Oh, yeah, there's the other thing that people are up to.
Don't do that, people.
Here's another thing. These are all just little, like, COVID quickies. It could really help spread the virus if we all talked less and talked quieter in public. In fact, just talking quietly instead of yelling reduces the risk of transmitting coronavirus as much as wearing a mask, they say.
Well,
what happens when they can't hear you and you get closer?
Right.
You're talking so softly. Can you get closer to me real quick?
Well, if you have a mask on, you're collecting your own sputum, right? I don't know. How about don't go outside? And if you do, wear a mask and don't interact with people.
A public health professor at Yale says all these colleges having outbreaks might curb the spread if they allowed kids to play outdoor beer pong. He believes if outdoor beer pong was allowed, students would avoid more dangerous situations for coronavirus, like secret crowded indoor parties.
Yeah, well, here's the problem with outdoor parties, winter. And while here we might only have to suffer with the rain, you know, if you're going to some state, you know, upstate New York, some college up there, right around now is when it starts to chill out a little bit. It's freezing cold and... You know, good luck with all that. Or we could just, you know, do online school and wait for this alleged vaccine we're all going to get.
My state of boredom, this is the common excuse. My state of boredom is reaching dangerous levels. I need to go interact and party and do things and bleep COVID. That seems to be the response, is that everyone has their breaking point, or maybe they didn't buy it in the first place, but even those of us who've been trying are finding ourselves sort of going, when does it end?
Please let it end.
Anyway, a new survey found 94% of Americans have been cooking as much or way more than they did before the pandemic. And it looks like we're eating those meals with our loved ones, too. So most people say it's made us feel closer as a family. I can say that's for sure. We're also on each other's last nerves, and those things flip-flop very quickly from one state to the next. One minute you feel like, man, these times we would never have spent this much time together. Right. It's amazing. And
isn't
then the next
delightful?
Thing is, oh, my God, that baby's crying again. Why? Why? Yeah. Give it to her. What does she want? Oh, she can't drink
whatever
that.
Whatever it is.
Don't give her the Windex. That's not right.
Give her the Windex, but fill it with water and dye it blue. That's all you
sure,
have to do.
Sure, maybe. That was one of my favorite bits that Letterman used to do, and I don't know why. It's so brainless and stupid. You remember that?
No.
He would be sitting there, and he would be at his desk, and he'd be doing his segments, and he'd look at something, and he'd be like, oh, that's... He'd pull out Windex, and he'd spray it, and he'd wipe it down, and then he'd unscrew the top, and he'd just chug it. And you'd be like, what the... And it's
just water.
It was good for a laugh every time.
Sure.
At least for me, anyway. All right, where am I? I am doing news. Let's see here. So we are only cooking. We haven't had any food delivery. We've had grocery delivery, but not food. Have you ordered food, hot
Absolutely.
Food?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, you have?
Tons of times, yeah.
Oh, like what? And is it good? And have you had no problems?
From local restaurants that we always would go to. Yeah, we've absolutely had it. And you do the same thing. You wipe it down. The containers. I mean, you can't really wipe the food down. They leave it on the porch. You know, ring the doorbell, leave it on the porch. You tipped them over the phone or online or however you did it, and it's great. It's so nice. It's just nice to take a break once in a while. And
so
I feel
it's
like
gone well.
Oh yeah. So I mean,
okay.
So far so good.
Well, I have a story about food delivery has skyrocketed this year more than 60% thanks to the year we're living. And a lot of people are having problems, including delivery being late, food items being wrong, food was cold or not fresh, the driver got lost, the food never arrived, and the driver had attitude or behavior problems.
Oh, my word. That guy's
so
got
Mill
an
Valley
attitude problem.
Is
Mill
a
Valley
jewel
apparently
of
hasn't
California.
Dialed in.
Right.
Well, listen, if you've been using DoorDash all along, you just keep using that. It's really, it's simple and easy and... And they always take wrong turns as you're following them on the app going, that's not the way. That's going to take 5 extra minutes. But they get there eventually, and you can call them if you need to. It's, you know, or whatever. Just we actually have a lot of restaurants within walking distance of our house, so we'll just place an order and walk over and pick it up, and they've got all the protocols in place. And it's nice to not have to cook every single night. John doesn't like to do takeout, though. It's not as healthy, which is true. But it's also way more easy.
Yeah, I'm with him though. We've been doing pretty good here cooking at home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a giant pizza every other day, but that's not on our menu at the moment.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. By the way, I have a bunch of stories I was unable to get to, so I will save those for tomorrow morning. Right. They are going to be good. So tomorrow, first news break will be the best of all times.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry,
what?
But I...
Pre-selling tomorrow. This is phenomenal.
It's going to be the best of all times.
And I'm
anyway.
You'll have no technical difficulties either. It'll be great.
408 says, Pelosi does have a stylist that comes to her home. Her regular stylist was unavailable and referred her to this salon where they used to work. It was... a bad look, and her people definitely should have double-checked that the stylist was correct when they invited her to come in, and she wasn't trying to get special treatment. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Look, it doesn't matter if she was trying to or not. And it's possible that as a federal representative at that level, she didn't know the ins and outs of which places were open or not. And she believed it's quite possible. Doesn't matter. It's a freaking terrible look. And you're right, the texter, she should have had her people check that, or her people should have checked it without her even asking them to. It's terrible. It's just like, oh, great. It just reinforces sort of that elitism thing. I hate it. It's awful. Don't do it. Stop it, Nancy.
Very disappointed in Pelosi. My hairdresser cut our hair in my mom's backyard before salons were able to reopen, and we wore masks.
Mm-hmm.
707 says, talking quietly and less, Vin, you're screwed. Ha, 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 ha.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I didn't want
to. Yeah, I don't.
Say it. You don't.
You'd be surprised. I think maybe this is true for Sarah too, but I can't, since we never get to see each other outside of work, I wouldn't know for sure. I do all my talking here.
Yes.
I talk. You probably think I keep this pace up all day, and that is not even close to the case. Once I'm done here, I'm actually fairly
quiet. We're
wrung
out like sponges. There's no question. However, I have been with you outside of work, and I mean, you've even told the stories where people yell from two grocery aisles over, Vinny, is that you?
Right. Well, that's true. So, that is, yes.
If you do talk, I agree, your bulk of your talking happens here, but when you do talk,
I'm noisy. You're right.
You just have a loud voice. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's a lovely voice. I love it. Really. I'm not trying to say it's a bad voice. It's a certain decibel level, and that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a lovely voice. My daughter often can be heard saying, Dad, stop singing. And it's not because she doesn't like the song. It's because I clearly am throwing clam. What do you call those ducks? Clams? What
clams.
Do you call those wrong notes?
Oh, we hit a clam.
Yeah, I got a lot of clams in me.
Nah, you don't. You're great. I love when you sing.
What?
When you close your eyes and really sing. Like, it just makes me so happy.
Time's
up. We got the look. We got the time's up thing.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.